In the news update for May the 17th, 2022, for this Tuesday morning edition, part 5. Continue on with the war room, and then we will start Alex Jones, the first hour. We're on XM Radio, FM, and across the internet on all podcasting catching platforms. Our podcast name where you can find us is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it. And of course, you can find it on popular players like Anchor.com. You can also find it on Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, plus many more. So thank you for sharing our links, if you are, we hope that you are, and pray that you pray for me and pray for the protection, and hope that more money comes in to help us so we can continue doing this labor of love, to get the truth out where it needs to be, the true voice of freedom, on the Freedom Network.
He's every time after a tragic event like this, he says, well, give me another example. She can't do it because he didn't. And there's just so much, man. It's just unbelievable, really. Let's try to get the rest of this news off my desk here. EU braces for storm as Ukraine fallout cascades into economy. Oh, wow. NATO's war, Biden's war versus Russia is crushing people all over the planet. But who cares? We're fighting Russia. Don't you know you're going to go broke and starve, but we're fighting Russia. And see how they just fall for everything, like the fake video we showed in a couple segments ago? MSNBC, NBC, war analyst shows you a video from a video game saying, look, Russia's losing. They just lost aircraft. It's literally a video game. Everything you're hearing about Russia from the mainstream news is a lie, folks. Everything you're hearing about the war in Ukraine from the mainstream media is a lie. Every single thing. And it's so bad, they'll show you videos from a video game and claim it's in Ukraine. That's how bad it is. Italian League party leader Matteo Salvini warns food shortages could cause 20 million African migrants to enter Europe. Yeah, so that's what they do. You have to wonder what they're going to do with Central America and Africa once they've moved all of Central America into North America and once they've moved all of North Africa into Europe. What is their plan in those regions? Something is going on there.
Definitely.
There is clearly something happening where they want 90% of the population from Central America moved to North America, and they want as much of a high percentage as they can out of North Africa into Europe. So it's all by design. It's all globalism. And they know that this starving of these third world countries is going to lead to more mass migration into other countries. And they're paying for all of it. Texas to train Mexican state on using razor wire for border security. So now they've reached a deal here, the Texas government and Mexico, where on the Mexican side, they're going to set up kind of their own wall type of situation with razor wire so that they're going to have to cross through a border on the Mexican side as well. And then the Border Patrol in Texas is going to be training the Mexican soldiers as well on how to stop the influx. And by the way, I mean, guys, I mean, you just want to roll some of this B-roll. I mean, how much do I have of it here? Just roll any of the B-roll you want of the footage I sent you from the southern border. I mean, folks, it's hours and hours of this that you're seeing right in front of me. It's a non-stop flow every day, all day in Eagle Pass, Texas right now. Every day, all day. And Bill Melogen is just down there with a camera rolling 24/7, and it literally doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Who's paying for this? You are. But you're not just paying for it out of your pocketbook. You're paying for it culturally. You're paying for it with your country collapsing. It's all going downhill. It's just so frustrating to have to sit up here and they know what they're doing. They know they're trying to destroy this country. And we just sit up here and just take it. Like, hey, your border's being invaded. Yeah, I know. hey, they're making viruses in labs and releasing them, and now they're going to take over the planet with it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Very well aware. Hey, the border's wide open. Fentanyl coming in and killing thousands of people. Yeah, yeah, we know. Los Angeles apartment maintenance workers found dead after exposure to fentanyl in complex. They weren't even using the drugs, folks. All this talk about secondhand smoke. Okay, maybe there's a problem with secondhand smoke. Apparently, secondhand fentanyl smoke kills you immediately. If it saves just one life. Oh my gosh. I'm just so sick, man. I'm just so sick and damn tired of the liberal left. Everything they ever say is a freaking lie. It's a party of... The Democrat Party is the biggest terror group in the history of this country. It's a freaking death cult, man. FDA commissioner claims there is no baby formula shortage, just a distribution problem. Yeah, the FDA commissioner, Robert Califf, is a liar. He's a liar. After causing the U.S. baby formula crisis, FDA head now okay with opening plant. FDA shut down 3 months ago. Yep, they shut down a whole plant. Who's burning food manufacturing and processing plants to the ground in the United States of America? Who's shutting down baby formula plants? Oh, the FDA is. And then it turns out they lied. They lied about Abbott, the baby formula manufacturer. And Abbott did a whole tweet thread about it today. The facts are critical. A comprehensive investigation by Abbott, FDA, and CDC found no evidence that our formulas caused infant illnesses. So they said that this baby formula from Abbott caused two babies to die. Three separate investigations found that it wasn't the baby formula, had nothing to do with the baby formula, but the FDA recalled all the baby formula and shut down an entire plant. Turns out the baby formula had nothing to do with the babies dying. So you had the FDA synthetically cause a scarcity, and you had the Biden administration sending baby formula to the southern border and sending baby formula to Ukraine. And what do you get? No baby formula if you're an American. And then Eric Swalwell, who's got a special place in hell, says, if you are in Congress and propose starving babies to death, you deserve to have your name trend, hashtag Elise Starvephonic. Because Elise wants American babies to get American baby formula. That makes her want to starve kids to death. No. It's the Democrats starving children to death. I mean, forget about starving kids to death. The Democrats murder them before they even come out of the womb. Yeah. I have to sit here and listen to virtue signaling messages from scumbags like Eric Swalwell who love murdering babies? They caused the baby formula shortage, and then they point the finger at Republicans and say, you did this. I am so sick and damn tired of these people, man. Oh, 2,000 mules, just the tip of the voter fraud iceberg. Michigan investigators reveal mountain of evidence that they will be revealing soon. Yeah, they stole the election from Trump, and we just continue to suffer every day because of Democrats. I'm telling you, man, the day the Democrats are long gone in this country is the day this country will thrive like we have never even seen or can imagine. The day we get Democrats out of our way, oh my gosh, the freedom and prosperity is just, oh, it's going to be like the greatest thing this world has ever seen. I can't wait till, because it's going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. The Democrat Party will go down in the ranks of American history right next to the KKK, because that's where it came from. Moving on. Fox News Sunday had a bunch of guests on. And it's funny, though, because of the guests that they had on, one of them was Kathy Barnett, and they shared it, but they didn't want to share her Twitter handle. Why is that? They put the governor of Oklahoma's Twitter handle up there. They put the Colorado governor's Twitter handle up there, but they didn't want to put Kathy Barnett's up there. Why is that? And now they're attacking Kathy Barnett because she was in D.C. on January 6th. Oh, God forbid. And they find two grainy pictures, which I guess it's her. I mean, she confirmed it was her. She didn't run from it. She's not a coward. She said, yeah, I was in there. I believe in election integrity. Never went near the Capitol, never went on Capitol grounds, was just in D.C., and they say, look, she's bad, she was in D.C. So that's the measurement now of the left. You get no free speech unless you're a Democrat. And by the way, as much yelling and shouting and chanting and protesting and marching they do for black people, notice how quickly they throw black people under the bus when they don't think how they want them to think. Yeah. Who are the real racists? We know who. It's Democrats. It's liberals. Man, oh, man. I'm already out of time, and I've got still so much news here. So we'll just have to carry it over for tomorrow. Liberal professors that are LGBTQ getting caught raping children, grooming children. It's all out there. Yeah, we knew that all along. Tried to warn you. Now kids are getting raped. But it's the left, you know. It's liberals. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Folks, if you're not sending emails and calls to your local representatives, I mean, we just got to pray for divine intervention. I mean, we are dealing with satanic demons every frickin' day. How much longer can we take this, man? How much longer can we take it? Just the insanity of the world and the corruption and the lies of our politicians. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Telling you that all you have to do is get out and vote. Democrats are in full support of destroying America, and the Republicans are all cowards. It's a show. Both sides are nothing but prostitutes to the big banks and their lobbyists. Happy to see the country slip into the abyss so long as they get their paycheck. They'll sell you the truth online for $20 and hope it satiates you, because that's all you get. There is no justice. The American people are on their own. And the sooner we realize that, the better. Because we, the people, have been praying for a miracle. And that miracle is here. Time. Miraculously, we still have time to act. But that time is rapidly running out. And voting is no longer a solution. Not until we fix this broken election system. There will never be anything resembling a fair and honest election ever again in this country if we, the people, don't come together and exact justice now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Why am I not videoing this?
That is crazy how they're doing that.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty amazing.
Seen that before, have you?
No, not that way.
Yeah, me either.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon.
Here is a small sampling of hours of myself last year and a half predicting exactly what happened Saturday in Buffalo. That's now being used as a pretext for total censorship and, of course, a form of martial law here in America and gun confiscation. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
And like, you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's why they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who'll then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanist always starts shooting people and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they plan to overturn it. That's the whole program you're seeing right now. But if the people are aware of it, it's over. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why, no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look, and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us.
They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point, with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us.
Massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
They're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia. But violence, my friends. And that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. That's the point we've gotten to. Now, there they are declaring that the number one terror threat is white people to create division. And then what happened yesterday? They release their new official
Homeland Security paper
where they tell us we're guilty of being evil terrorists because we support national sovereignty and conservative Christian values, populist values, just common sense values. And then they later put the reports out saying that imminent terror attacks before the election are coming from Republicans who are, quote, white supremacists, who are, quote, terrorists. Here's the headline, Jamie White, Infowars.com. You can read the government document for yourself. It's linked right there. DHS releases new rules on extremism. We'll target anyone who questions 2020 election or challenges COVID narrative. Conspiracy theories about 2020 presidential election and government's COVID response will almost certainly spur domestic terrorism and extremists to try to engage in violence this year, DHS claims. And then it goes through the entire report that you can again read at the article at Infowars.com. So everybody thinking that we're going to defeat the Democrats and that everything is okay, this is all prescripted, this is all pre-planned, and they are planning massive terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings of federal buildings right now to blame the Tea Party, to blame Trump supporters, to blame you.
I know that as their evil plan unfolds, more people will wake up by necessity and realize that we must stop complying with this new world order. It's designed to get us to carry out violence, and they think they can win that. They know intellectually, long-term, they're going to lose. Even though Democrats are everywhere calling for violence right now. We're calling for peace. They say 1776 means violence. No, it means the answer in 1984 equals 1776. We're in an info war. Info war means information war. The pen is mightier than the sword. So those those are clips going back as much as a year and a half, right through until last Friday, Friday the 13th, where I was predicting all this specifically. It's the same story, just like with the shooter Cruz in Florida a few years ago in Broward County. He had threatened to shoot people hundreds of times. He was part of a government program where if you have a minority name, he wasn't even Hispanic, but he'd been adopted by Hispanics, Cruz, that you're allowed to commit crime. And he was known as the school shooter, but they protected him. And now that's happened again. The parents had told the police, the state police and the FBI, that he was dangerous and needed to be locked up, completely out of his mind, wore a hazmat suit to school. The list goes on and on. I'm talking about the so-called suspect, Peyton Gendron. We're going to be going over all of this here today and opening the phones up specifically coming up in the last segment of this hour, right through the second hour. And then Sean Stone, filmmaker, author, researcher, obviously Oliver Stone's son, but a smart cookie in his own right. He is going to be in studio with us in the third hour today ahead of Gerald Celente. But I intend to take 50 phone calls or so. Hell, we'll even start going to calls in the fourth segment. So around 11:20 Central, we'll start taking calls, and I'm going to give that number out when we come back so everybody can get on board. I'd like to hear from first-time callers. I'd like to specifically hear from people who are in the Buffalo area and any information they have, unfiltered, your chance as a citizen, as a human, to get involved on air and give us your view of the situation. Now, while this is all going on, the UN is set to meet in just a few days to bring an official world government treaty using the medical system. We've got that. We've got unbelievable COVID developments with children taking the vaccine dying and pregnant mothers that take it, their babies dying in the womb or right after they're born. Huge news on the economy front and so much more. Buttigieg announcing plans for national gas tax by the mile to also track everywhere you go. They're now telling first graders that they misgender somebody, they're expelled from school, to just brainwash them and teach them the ultimate crime is believing in two genders. I mean, we are inside the New World Order pressure cooker now, but humanity's waking up and fighting back in the info war. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, band.video, the armory of truth. Pretty tough guy.
Warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
But I know what's coming and I'm shaking. Designed total planetary collapse. 7 billion dead is the goal. You will witness it if you don't stop them. Everybody tuning in from the enemy side who pretends you're on the winning team, you will wish to God later if we don't stop what you're part of. Had never happened. You will wish that you'd been on the right side of history. You know, I mentioned all the huge news I was going to get to. And I'm going to give the number out and get into this terrible schizophrenic, probably orchestrated operation coming up. But I'm going to do that once I start taking your calls. I'm not going to cover it right now because as bad as it is and as sad as we are for those poor people just trying to put groceries in their car, getting murdered by this demon, whatever else went on. I looked at the latest numbers yesterday. The UN now estimates that 400 million people, not 287 million, are on the verge of starvation. Over 40 million, and the numbers are 6 months old. They only come out twice a year. An extra 40 million people the last 2 years under IMF World Bank lockdown, because in the third world, they stayed under lockdown because under globalist control, starved to death. That's 40 million people. Imagine an NFL playoff game with 100,000 people in the stands.
how many of those football arenas, those football stadiums, jam-packed with humans, fits into 40 million. Do the math in your own mind. I mean, I've got the number here, but just think about the number of 100,000 person football stadiums. How many football stadiums fit into 40 million? How many times does 100,000 divided in to 40 million? How many football stadiums is that? It's a big number. And it's a footnote in the back of the newspaper. Well, yeah, we had to do the lockdowns because a couple million died of COVID so that 40 million would die. And it was all part of a plan. We were predicting the plan because we had the plan. And now I know where the rest of the plan goes. And I'm just sitting here talking to very prominent people off air. Billionaires, top talk show host. And they tell me, yeah, Alex, we think you're right now. But how do you tell the public that? How do you resist something like that? Because the public can't handle the truth. I go back to A Few Good Men. Hey, maybe cue that final scene up. We'll come in next segment with a couple minutes from that famous, powerful scene with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson, where he gets him pissed off and finally has him tell the truth that they had the guy killed because he was weak. And if the Marine Corps is weak, well, then those walls fall and then the country goes down. Because that's such a powerful scene because it's true from both perspectives. It's wrong to kill that guy because he's weak. But what if the whole system goes down? And in that is the answer to everything. There's a couple types of civilization. There's Renaissance, collaborative civilizations, and there are conquest civilizations. And usually countries and empires and nations are a mix of those two. And the more they're pro-liberty, the more they're Renaissance, the more they're collaborative, the better they are. The more happy and wealthy and powerful and amazing they are. And there's a diversity of freedom. The more you're a conquest economy, the worse you are. And the more poor you are. Like North Korea. And so in this world, before we hit all this news, it's important to understand that we're going from a system where we had elites that wanted to be in charge and powerful and wealthy, but they were proud. Like a racehorse owner is proud of their horse. They were proud of their sprawling cities and their cruise ships and their spacecraft and their money. And they saw the wealth of populations as their wealth. Like the Vatican thought large population was good. Now it thinks it's bad. A reversal of those ideas. Like the Davos Group says, we want less souls, not more souls. And you can argue that fact all day, except when you realize you're the soul they're targeting. Your children are the ones they're targeting. You can pretend you're part of the power structure, but you're not. And that's really the big issue here. And so we're shifting from an elite that wanted stability and prosperity and order and did some things that weren't perfect to have that, to a system that wants to implode the world economy because they believe it's already going to happen anyways, so they control it in a controlled demolition. And that's where we are now. We're not in the beta. We're now in the beginning of the operational. And I've already made a friend of death. I'll never commit suicide. I don't want to die. I love life more than anything. But I'm saying I'm ready to do whatever it takes. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give in. Because it's a spiritual choice. And I've got to do the right thing. I got to man up like my ancestors did. Boy, quite a tall order, and I don't live off the laurels of my ancestors, but it's spectacular. And I would think if you've done your genealogy, you've got some amazing people in your past as well. But I intend to live up to the mark of my ancestors, and if I can, surpass it as an example to my progeny and their progeny. I understand the long game of the human arc and where we're going. So I want to give the number out to talk about the world collapse, what you think we should do about it. Terrible event that they're magnifying. One person being killed that's innocent is terrible. One woman putting her groceries in her car, hardworking lady, shot by a crazed, schizophrenic lunatic they call a white supremacist. But Biden rushes to the scene of that to hype it all up while ignoring the thousands dead black on black in Chicago every year. The hundreds and hundreds dead, thousand dead, places like Houston a year. No coverage of that, no magnifying it, no magnifying Kenosha. because the system wants to guilt white people to sign on to the globalist agenda. So here we are, standing together of every race, color, and creed, understanding that the enemy is destroying our currency, destroying our borders, destroying our food supply, destroying our energy supply, and then they want us to fight with each other like a bunch of idiots. So I'm going to tell black people something. I'm going to tell white people, Hispanics, everybody else, but it's whites and blacks the system wants to have kill each other. I'm going to tell you this now. If you don't stand up for the black people, and if you don't stand up for the white people, you're working for Satan, and God is going to cut your ass off. Our brothers are the black people. Our brothers are the white people. Our brothers are the Asian people, Hispanic people, the Native Americans, and everybody else, damn it. And I refuse to hate black people just because they've gotten a minority of black folks to hate white people and go out and attack them. And I refuse to buy into the leftist division. And I refuse to let them target our children with all the sterilization and transgenderism. And I demand people wake up out of the coma and not give George Soros and the New World Order the race war they want, and have this be our greatest moment where we wake up and come together. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the last line of defense. You are the resistance. You are the few good men, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object! And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose! Your Honor, you had more than inside a bony transfer! Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Damn!
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
And from the perspective of Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, collapsing civilization before there's a giant nuclear war to get full technocracy control is the code red. And so we've all been taught in school and the culture and the movies, there's too many of us and we're bad. So are we really for the code red here? Because it's going down. And again, I don't tell you this to brag. It's not that. I've been offered to work for these people because that's what they do. They scoop up all the resistance and they scoop up all the brains. But I can't sign on to killing almost everybody in Africa and Latin America any more than I can sign on to, while they collapse it, the refugees of it are going to flood us and they're going to control them and use them as weapons against us. And they're going to put us in an impossible situation. And that's what's being done here. So everybody better decide which damn side they're on. But I'll be completely honest with you. The initiation of the collapse has already begun. And I don't know if it can be stopped. I hope it can be mitigated. But I know morally, I have a job to stay at my post and tell you the truth about what's going on. While everybody else talks about football and the NFL draft and the latest Netflix show, which does not matter. And nobody's judging you because you like the NFL or Netflix. Who doesn't like some of it? The point is, we are at the precipice here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We'll be taking your calls starting next segment throughout the transmission. But boy, do I have news here. But I think you already know what it's all going to say, don't you? Unbelievable, psychotic pressure cooker brainwashing of elementary students from New York to Chicago to Los Angeles, telling elementary students they're criminals because they're a boy or a girl. I have the stack here.
That's crazy.
The baby formula shortages, the human smuggling at the border, the dollar plunging, the ruble exploding, massive escalations of war in Ukraine, and riots in Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia, the likes of which have never before been seen, because now more than 60% of the world population is spending more than half their paycheck on food, even if they have a job, and people start starving. Look at these images if you're a TV viewer. Of Sri Lanka. Those aren't fat people, folks. They're probably 3% body fat. And they are burning down the entire ruling class's neighborhoods, and they are killing the establishment. But the real establishment that controls that establishment is at Davos. They are cocooned in armored redoubts around the world while they watch the rest of the world burn. And that's where we're going. And the globalists think they're going to sit offshore while the whole world burns, and then they come back in and pick up the pieces. And are we dumb enough to let them do that? Look at these headlines. Food riots in Sri Lanka turned deadly as protesters beat up police, burn down politicians' houses, throw their cars in the river. Salvini, the main populist resistance leader in Italy, he was the leader of the country for a while until they stole the election, warns of food shortages could cause 20 million African migrants to enter Europe. Be a lot more than that. TV presenter warns global food shortages will lead to cannibalism. I told you that 2 years ago. And it goes on and on and on. European natural gas prices set to triple. Over a half of Germans admit to being poorer than in 2021 as economy declines. Brits told to work more to handle cost of living crisis, but there is no jobs. And then we've got the spike in deaths of newborns of the vaccinated mothers. That's coming up. It's devastating. Meanwhile, Buttigieg rewards cities with wider sidewalks, cycling lanes, lower speed limits, and public transit as they transition out of cars. See, the electricity ain't going to work. The transitioning out of cars. Vehicle mileage tax, Buttigieg says, is being prepared, which also tracks everywhere you go by federal law. Texas grid operator says prepare for failures all summer long. Be ready for up to 6-7 hours a day without power. This is what the Great Reset New World Order takeover looks like. And I'm just going to say this right now. God is in charge. And if we're meant to stay on air, we're going to stay on air. But we've been in the red. We barely went in the black. And with everything going on, we're almost in the red. And I don't even have money to buy product out into the future so that we can sell high-quality products and the supply chain's broken down. So when I offer something 30, 40% off, that's like a 70% off because the products cost us more and we got to pay up front now for stuff and wait 10 to 20 weeks to even get it. So please support InfoWars today. While you still can. I had my bottle of Alpha Power here, but I guess it's disappeared. The point is that Alpha Power is an amazing product, and it is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Kathy Hochul. Governor, thank you so much for joining me. I'm sorry it's under these conditions. Can you first tell us what more you've learned about the shooter's motive and this purported manifesto?
Well, this manifesto tells everything to us, and that is what's so bone-chilling about it, is that there is the ability for people to write and subscribe to such philosophies filled with hate, the white supremacist acts of terrorism that are being fomented on social media, and to know that what this one individual did has been shared with the rest of the world, as well as the live streaming of this military-style execution that occurred in the homes, in the streets of my hometown. And that is what is so fundamentally disturbing about this, that this is not just long time ago, members of the KKK would sit in a hall and plot what they're going to do in their community. This spreads like a virus. And that's why I'm calling on the CEOs of all the social media platforms to examine their policies and to be able to look me in the eye and tell me that everything is being done that they can to make sure that this information is not spread. They have to be able to identify when information like this, the second it hits the platform, it needs to be taken down, because this is spreading like wildfire. These theories that results in the radicalization of a young person sitting in their house is deeply scary, and it's something that has to be dealt with.
Well, you have called it...
So it's not just gun owners that are to blame for what a crazy schizophrenic did that they knew about and allowed to do this. Now it's your First Amendment, and they need to monitor and censor you more, even though he reportedly told the school and would wear hazmat suits to school that he was going to come shoot everybody. So they knew, the parents said put him in a mental institution, but they didn't do that. And here's the headline, CBS News. Family, FBI knew Oklahoma bomb, plot suspect is schizophrenic. Well, they said Oklahoma. Buffalo shooting, live updates. Police say Peyton Gendron threatened to attack his school last year. Buffalo shooting suspect was on police radar for threatening to shoot up school. Buffalo resident armed law-abiding citizens key to ending mass shootings. Biden races to Buffalo but never went to Waukesha. Fallen black security guard hailed as true hero for trying to save lives during Buffalo supermarket shooting. Shot the crazed schizophrenic repeatedly, but he had body armor. But that doesn't mean anybody with body armor is bad. You're not bad because you own a gun, that somebody else with a gun did something bad. Same thing with body armor. They tried to say another racial attack happened in California. Turned out it was some type of family dispute at a Asian church. So we have the establishment exploiting Buffalo shooting for a type of digital martial law. They even tried to blame Rittenhouse. They even tried to blame Tucker Carlson. They even tried to blame me, because they want your speech, your First Amendment, and they want your Second Amendment. We're going to get this video and play it of this black man laying out the fact that black guns matter. That's going to be coming up. And then meanwhile, we have the head of Black Lives Matter with her hundreds of millions of dollars. There's a communist saying that Candace Owens going to her house is evil and should be banned, when she was promoting the burning down of half the United States. You just saw the governor up in New York. We need to clamp down on guns, social media, stop shootings. But they knew and did absolutely nothing. Now, when I gave the number out, I said you can talk about any subject you want. But I'd specifically like to get your take on what's happening in the media with the call for the end of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment on the back of what happened just now in Buffalo. And we are doing first-time callers. And when we do first-time callers, everybody else calls, we're unable to get to all the callers. So it's first-time callers today. For people that have tried to get in 100 times and couldn't, that's what we do for some callers all the time. With an audience of tens of millions of people, millions tuned in every hour, we do that pretty much all the time, because there's new people that have never had a chance to get on the show. Now, most black people aren't violent or criminals. But there is a minority of black people that commit more than 10-to-1 crimes versus any other racial group. That's because the media promotes it. It's because the media has broken up the black family. It's because the media and the left has promoted crimes by black people and saying it's a form of reparations. That's why you see in many places like California and other states, they pass laws letting you steal. So people go in and steal all the sunglasses or steal all the CVS products or steal all the prescriptions. And then those stores close. And there's so many examples of this, you don't need me to tell you. But we don't blame black people because a minority of black people are doing bad things. And we don't blame white people that some crazy schizophrenic bastard. And that's mean to people that are from single parents. Being a bastard's not a bad thing in my view. And you know, I'm not going to even defend what this monster did. It's terrible, but he's obviously mentally ill. I mean, he's super schizophrenic out of his mind. So I blame him, but I blame more the FBI and the state police and others that were told multiple times he was going to do this and that the family told them this and that nothing was done. And then that very system that says we got to surveil and control everything so we can stop future shootings always seems to get warned, always knows, but doesn't do anything. The idea, though, out of 350 million people that we're going to live in a perfect world and no. We have mental illness everywhere. We have drug abuse everywhere. We have a godless, lost population of people under demonic control. And we're not going to see less of what just happened. We're going to see more. That's how I was specifically able to predict exactly what happened months ago, because it's obvious. When you say white people are the devil and white people need to be dealt with and white people need to be extincted, but it's never black people saying it. It's the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. You're going to have mentally ill people that feel threatened by that, and they're going to go out and act on that. Yep. So I don't blame black people for Kenosha, and I don't blame white people for Buffalo. They're all tragedies, and they're all terrible. I blame the globalists who we know are out to get us for what they've done, and we need to notice that they're using this for division and control and how disgusting and sick it is that they seized on that. But you already know that. Poll show 75-90% of Democrats don't like the Democratic Party. But the vast majority of people are going to vote Republican. Not that that's perfect, but it's better than them. And that the corporate media has almost no viewers and no one believes them anymore. So we voted with our brains. We voted with our actions. And people now understand what's going on and are seeing through it more and more. And so it's our jobs, no matter what color your damn skin is, to reach out to folks and point out that the last thing we want is anybody killing some innocent person for what color they are. I don't care whether you're as white as the snow or as black as beautiful ebony. It doesn't matter. What matters is your heart and your soul, and we don't judge people because a black person does something wrong. We go kill a bunch of black people. Or a white person does something evil. We go kill a bunch of white people. Or a bad cop does something. And so randomly in other cities and states, people shoot random police. That's evil, and that's wrong, and nobody needs me to even tell you that. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your calls the next hour. Mike, Charles, Bob, Minuteman, Greg, Angela, Dean, Wade, Thomas, Matt, Anthony. We'll get to everybody. Those calls, all those calls, next hour, separately. The world's looking for truth right now. They're looking for answers during this control collapse. And InfoWars is the antidote, is the antibiotic to this disease, to this infection. Please tell everybody about InfoWars.com, your local affiliate you're listening to. It's so important that you use your powerful word of mouth and realize how important you are. And yes, great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power is good for men and women. It's a male formula, but it's great for women. For stamina, energy, libido. Natural testosterone, all of it.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Walter Cronkite in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt that perhaps you know now on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just run and escape.
In 1976, flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
Has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
He's missing and presumed drowned after the parent boat.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
An organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
They're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time bring about a one world government with David Rockefeller calling the shot.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Liberals now are all over the news. They're the newest, biggest group buying guns, saying, I'm preparing for civil war with the right wingers. Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government. Sold out to it. They're blind to their cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry says, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
If you are receiving this transmission, resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon. Pro-death rally over Los Angeles yesterday. My good buddy Eddie Bravo was walking out of his main headquarters, his Planet Dojo, and caught footage of it. You know who did it? They don't want the credit, but took 5 airplanes at high altitude to spray in giant letters over Los Angeles. This was huge. Alex Jones was right. Got picked up by international media. Here's the video.
Right.
Why am I not videoing this?
That is crazy how they're doing that.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty amazing. Seen that before, have you?
No, not that way.
Yeah, me either.
Planet headquarters. Los Angeles.
They're going in a circle, so they're probably like in it's
right. This was not normal skywriting. This was done spectacularly. If you're a radio listener and want to see the video, we're going to post it under the live show feed broadcast for today. And I got busy. I didn't write today's show headline. Let's see what the great Ben, the writer, came up with. Let's put the live show feed up there as we enter the second hour. Great Reset now in overdrive as MSM amplifies fake mass shooting narratives and a real food crisis looms. Well, that's an interesting headline. Pretty good headline. I think I'm going to rewrite it during the next break because I would say provocateur mass shooting. But regardless, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're taking your phone calls here today. But here's El American and many other publications and TV programs that picked up what the great folks did yesterday. They do not want any credit, so we are not going to give them any credit for that, but we really appreciate that fine work, because Alex Jones was right has become the maxim of I don't buy the system's bull, I don't buy into the propaganda, I don't believe MSM. It is how you really piss in their Cheerios. Alex Jones is right. Whether you do it in cyberspace or whether you do it in creative ways, the third dimension, we salute everyone out there that is doing it. All right, let me hit a few news stories here. And then we're going to open the phones up with all these callers and go to your phone calls. Democrats are in some serious trouble. New NBC poll, 75% of Americans say country is on the wrong track under Joe Biden.
I could have told you that.
You mean under the New World Order. Yeah, NBC's Chuck Todd, Democrats are in some serious trouble in the midterms. Well, what are they banking on? They're banking on imminent, they told us, white supremacist mass shootings. And then it turns out the system knew that it was imminent and did absolutely nothing to stop it. Just like the Broward County shooting we saw a few years ago. Buffalo shooting suspect Peyton Gendron's parents interviewed by feds. They were talking to the feds and the state police before. He'd been flagged as a troubled for threatening to shoot up the school just last year. So we're going to take your calls on this subject and so much more. We haven't gotten to the Russian news and Ukraine news. We haven't gotten to the UN World Treaty news to take over our health care. That will all happen. And in studio, the great Sean Stone will be joining us as well today. But right now, let's go to these calls in the order that they've been received. Let's talk to Mike in Buffalo, New York, where this tragic event took place. It's now being used to demonize not just the Second, but the First Amendment as well. Truly disgraceful to see the ghoul Biden rushing to the scene when he ignored Kenosha, when he should have gone to both scenes. Both events are tragic and wrong and evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Info Warrior since 2006. Appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you, brother.
Pretty much this happened about 17 minutes from where I live. Walls are closing in. I wanted to know your opinion on what would it look like if they really tried to grab the guns before the election. Like, who would be on whose side? What would start this off?
Well, that would cause a civil war, and then the deep state would trigger patriot attacks they ran against illegitimate targets of women and children to demonize the pro-gun crowd as terrorists. That would trigger a civil war, which would take down the country, which is the globalist plan. The left thinks they're about to take over and run everything, but they're actually about to destroy the whole country.
Okay, just hold on. Would they go after registered gun owners